for deeds and rousing the path to the goal. And sorrows sometimes how they sweep like death and doubt over the soul. Oh, there to the rock let me fly, to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, then to the rock let me fly, to the rock that is higher than mine. Oh, sometimes how long seems the day, and sometimes how weary might be, but calling in life's dusty way, the rock's blessed shadow, how sweet. Oh, then to the rock let me fly, to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, then to the rock let me fly, rock that is higher than I. Oh, near to the rock let me keep, if blessings or sorrows prevail, or climbing the mountain way steep, or walking the shadowy vale. Oh, then to the rock let me fly,
let me fly,
to the rock that is higher than I,
than I.
Oh, then to the rock let me fly,
let me fly,
to the rock that is higher than I. Yeah.
103.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Oh, Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. Oh, Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. His hope is covered, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. Oh, Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Rest in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Oh, Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Number two.
Come thou, almighty King, help us thy name to sing, help us to praise. Father, all glorious, or all victorious, come and reign over us, ancient of days. Come thou in carnage work, gird on thy mighty sword, our prayer attend. Come and thy people bless, and give thy word success. Spirit of holiness, on us descend. Come, holy Comforter, thy sacred witness bear in this glad hour. Thou who almighty art, now rule in every heart, and ne'er from us depart, Spirit of prayer. To the great one in three, eternal praises be, hence evermore. His sovereign majesty may we in glory see, and to eternity love and adore.
half of them?
282.
282.
Lead me safely on by the narrow way from the shores of time to the realms of day. By the cross of Christ may I ever stay as I journey on to the better land. Lead me on. Jesus, will thy mercy mercy show, and save me by thy grace, that I may win this life is o'er, look on thy lovely face. The Lord has been so good to me, I will of him depend, and every day wherever I be, I would his truth defend. And in the land of endless bliss, where all the praise is thine, some humble place at thy dear feet, may this poor sinner find. The Lord has been so good to me, I will on him depend, and every day wherever I be, I would his truth defend.
Let's sing 368, and we'll stand while we sing.
368.
Oh. People of the living God, I have solved the world.
368.
Oh, all right.
That's all right, too.
I'm sorry. I was 100 pages off. 368.
While light is stealing over the sea, shadows are falling dark on the lea. Born on the night wind, voices of yore come from the far off shore. Far away beyond the starlit sky, where the love light never, never dies, gleameth a mansion filled with delight, sweet happy home so bright. Voices of loved ones, songs of the past, still linger round me while I shall last. Lonely I wander, sadly I roam, seeking that far off home. Far away, beyond the starlit sky, where the love light never, never dies, gleameth a mansion filled with delight, sweet happy home so bright. Come in the twilight, come to me, bringing some message over the sea, cheering my pathway while here I roam, seeking that far off home. Far away, beyond the starlit skies, where the love light never, never dies, gleameth the mansion filled with delight, sweet happy home so bright.
It's good to see all of you here this morning. We're certainly glad to be here ourselves. Thank God for the opportunity to be in this house once more, that we might come together in one mind and one accord to worship our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. It's always good for God's people to get together every opportunity they can and to sing praises, offer prayer to our God. I know there are many sick and afflicted of this place, and I don't know their names. If anybody has anyone they want to make mention of in prayer, you have that opportunity now. I know that there's some sick and some that's not, so for other reasons can't be here. But we'll try to go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll beg Him to take care of those that He knows, and He knows every one of them. So if you'll bow with us. Kind and gracious Heavenly Father, again, Lord, as we come before Thee this day to thank Thee, Lord, for the rich blessings that we have in life. Thank Thee for this beautiful day in the world outside. And Lord, we thank Thee for the precious hope that we have upon our breast. We thank Thee, O Lord, for this Bethel spot where we can come in from the trials and tribulations of life, Lord, and just sit down for a little while and rest in Thy kingdom. Lord, we thank Thee for the place that Thou hast set aside for Thy children to come. Lord, we come this day asking, O Father, that Thou be with the sick and afflicted wherever they might be, whether they be in rest homes or hospitals, on the beds of affliction, Lord, and those that are troubled in heart and mind and in spirit, Father, we ask that Thou would give them a reasonable portion of comfort, might raise them up, Lord, to look to Thee, the author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, we ask that Thou would be with the leaders of our country. Our nation, Lord, though it's fallen away from Thee, Father, we ask that Thy long arm might reach down and bring us back into Thy graces, Lord, that Thou might bless us once more as we've been once blessed. Thank Thee, O Lord, for the grace and the mercy that Thou has given unto us, that we're able to come this way this day to look unto Thee, Lord, and to praise and honor and glorify Thee. And, O Father, we ask now a blessing upon our soldiers that's fighting abroad, that we have in this great land that we live in, the freedom to come out of the land and come into the place where Thou hast set aside for us to worship. Thank Thee, O God, for being with us all the days of our life, and we ask that Thou continue to be with us. And Father, we ask a forgiveness of our sins and our many shortcomings this day and every day as we travel here in this low ground of sin and sorrow. Forgive us now, Father, of our sins. Bless us all, Lord, to enjoy the richness of Thy grace and Thy Spirit dwell upon us. These blessings we ask in the sweet and holy name of Thy precious Son and for His sake. Amen.
Amen.
I've had some thoughts this morning upon my mind. I begin sometimes to think about the Old Testament. We know that the Old Testament is a type and shadow of things to come. The Bible tells us a schoolmaster to bring us to the new. Now, he's not talking about something new, but he's talking about the New Testament. And I go back into the old Bible many times, and I can see glimpses and shadows of our present day world. I look so much of the time in the Old Testament, and I can see that it's pointing to a land, to a kingdom that's here on this earth today. You know, the children of Israel, they were in bondage in Egypt, and they cried out. They weren't satisfied with the rule of the Egyptians, and they wanted a better life. You know, I think about that a lot of times. Those that are held captive by the world out here, sometimes they get so sick of the world that they want a better life. And they begin to search. And God's people in the days of Egypt, they begin to pray and mourn and cry out unto God. They knew that there was a God in heaven. And they knew that God heard their prayers, and He did. And He answered them when He sent Moses there to the land of Egypt. And He brought them out. And you know, they wasn't satisfied just to be brought out of the rule of the Egyptians. They were brought into the wilderness, and they cried out unto Moses, "You've brought us in here to die here in this wilderness." You know, I think about that a lot of times, that the Lord delivered them, but they wasn't satisfied. I think about God's people today. Sometimes we're delivered from something, and all of a sudden we kind of forget who delivered us, who brought us out of that situation or that in it. And we forget to look to the Lord, because the Lord is the one that brought us out. And you know that the children of Israel traveled for 40 years in the wilderness, led by Moses, said their clothes didn't get old, their shoes didn't wear out, and the Lord fed them and gave them drink for 40 years. Now that's something to just think about within itself, how the God of glory kept his people. They didn't work, they didn't toil, they just lived, in other words. They didn't have much except the tents that they were in. And the Lord led them about in the wilderness, and he led them by fire by night and a cloud by day. I mean, what more could the children of God want to have the light of God with them and then to have a cloud over in the day that the sunlight wouldn't be too heavy on them in a natural way? But, you know, they still murmured about it. And they saw, the Lord kept telling them about a land that was coming up, a land that they would go in and possess, a land that it said was flowing with milk and honey. And I began to look this morning in the book of Deuteronomy. And I began to read a little bit in it this morning, and I began to see this kingdom that we have today in the Old Testament. And I saw that the Lord was telling his people that it would be here for. And if I can, I want to read them a few verses. And it says, in the 21st verse of the first chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, as I said, the Lord led Moses and the children of Israel in the wilderness toward this land of Canaan. And it says in the 21st verse, it says, behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. They were discouraged. They hadn't been in the wilderness so long that they had forgot that there was a promised land given unto them. And we believe and know that our God is a God, covenant-keeping God. He never goes back on his word. He never says that he'll do something and not do it. But our God will fulfill what his will is in the armies of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth. And he says, and you came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search out the land and bring us word again by what way we must go up and come, and into what cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of every tribe. You know that Moses chose one of out of every tribe of the children of Israel and sent them into this land of Canaan. And it says this, and they turned and went up into the mountain and came into the valley of Eshkelah and searched it out. Now these people, they were really afraid to go into the land of Canaan. They had been kept by the power of God for all these many years. And the Lord told them they had to go up and possess this land. And I'm sure that they had in the back of their mind that they're going to have to fight for it. They're going to have to conquer in order to go into this land of Canaan. And you know, I think about that today. We have to fight battles to get into this kingdom here today. It doesn't just come to us, but we've got to press into it, the Bible says. We have to fight battles in order to get into this kingdom. I remember, and I mentioned it yesterday, in one of the sermons that I had, that when it come time to join the church and to go down into the water and be baptism, I fought a battle with that. I fought a battle with Satan all day long before evening come, and I went to the water and asked for a home in the church. So I know what it is to fight a battle to get into this land of Canaan. And here these God's children, the children of Israel, knew that they was going to have to fight a battle in order to get into this kingdom. But he said, let us send 12 men in there first. Let them search it out and see which way we need to go up. See which way, what cities we can enter. You know, in one place it sent some over there, and they came back and said they was giants in the land. And now, well, that made them that much more afraid to go against the giants. And you know, David, he wasn't afraid to go against the giant. He went down there where Saul and him was fighting, and he said, is there not a cause? And I think about this a lot of times. We as children of God that press into this kingdom, is there not a cause for it? Is there not a reason why we want to enter into this kingdom? I'll tell you, children of God, there is a reason why we need to enter into this kingdom, because there is something here that you won't find out in the world. There is something here that the world can't give, that only God gives. And the Lord told his people in that day, he said, it's a land flowing with milk and honey. Brother, and I'll tell you how true that is. People look at it today and say, well, I don't see no milk flowing and I don't see no honey going. Well, I'll tell you, children of God, when you come into the kingdom of our God and you begin to see the Lord and you begin to hear the preached word by a man that's called of God, brother, the milk of the word is coming to you. The sincere milk of the word is flowing, and it's just as sweet as honey to a poor sinner's ear is to hear the gospel preached in the kingdom of our God. And it goes on, it says, and they turned and went up to the mountain. And it says, and they took, in the 25th verse, it says, and they took of the fruit of the land in their hands, and they brought it down unto us, and brought us word again, and said, it is a good land which the Lord our God doth give us. I want to tell you, children of God, when the Lord sends a minister, a servant into this land, this fertile field, and he reaps of the harvest that's in this field, and he comes out here and he tells you that it's a good land. I've tried to tell people for a number of years now how good a place it is to be in the church of the living God, how it is to be into this kingdom, how it's a great place to live and labor and work here in this kingdom. It is a wonderful, marvelous place to be. And I tell you, children of God, if the Lord would have led me many years ago, I wished I'd have come into to the church many years ago, because I've enjoyed it so much. And if you're in this church, then you know what I'm talking about, how you've enjoyed it, how the children of Israel would enjoy this land. And those 12 that come back said, it's a good land. Brother, now I'll tell you how good it is. It's good because the Lord is there. If the Lord is not in the place, it's not a good place. But if the Lord is there, it's a good place to be. And we find over in the 11th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy again, I want to read 3 or 4 verses here. He says, therefore, shall you keep all of the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land, whether you go to possess it. He says, be strong. I'll tell you, children of God, Paul said over there in the New Testament, he says, of myself I can do nothing, but through Christ I can do all things. And that's what the writer is telling the children of Israel in that day. Go and be strong, because God is going to be with you. God has not left you. He is there with you. He's going to be with his people. He was with them when they come out of Egypt. He was with them when they crossed the Red Sea. He was with them there in the wilderness. And he'll be with them there in the land of Canaan. He's there to bless. And if you'll keep his commandments and be strong. Be not weak, but be strong, because and when we're weak, we're made strong in Christ. And he says, and that you may prolong your days in the land, which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land flowing with milk and honey. Oh, children of God, let me tell you, when the Lord promised you milk and honey, that you're going to get. He's not going to give you something that's not good. I'll tell you, milk and honey is what a newborn babe needs. When a child is born in a natural way, you can't feed him a steak and potatoes. He's got to have milk. And I know at home, when we were raising our young'uns, we always put a little bit of honey with the milk. I'll tell you, it makes it sweeter, doesn't it? When you you mix the milk and the honey, when you mix the Word of God with the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God, it's like a lot of people say, I got a sweet tooth and got to feel it. Brethren, that's the way it is when a hungry child of God, a sinner here in this world, gets a hungered and thirsting after righteousness, and he hears that sincere milk of the Word. I'll tell you, he can satisfy that sweet tooth, no doubt about it. I know many times I used to come to the old church many years ago, and I'll tell you, I was a hungering and thirsting, and I come to hear the glorious gospel preached, and when it was preached, I'll tell you, it was very soothing. It was like filling up an empty stomach. It was like a cold drink of water to a thirsty soul. And I'll tell you, children of God, the Lord said he would provide it for his children, but they just not going to be handed out to him. I see it in nature. Parents handed everything to their children. They don't know how to work for it. They don't appreciate it because it's given to them. Well, our God, our Father in heaven, is not going to give us this kingdom that we don't have to work for. You know, he told them, said, when you go into this land of Canaan, you're going to have to fight. You're going to have battles to fight. And brother, now I'll tell you, I've been fighting battles all the time that I've been in the church almost 40 years. But I'll tell you, I can come out victorious. Paul says we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. We can conquer the things around us. We can conquer Satan. We can tell Satan to get thee behind me, as he told Peter to tell him over there. In Matthew's writing, he told Peter, he says, tell Satan to get thee behind me. Brethren, we have that power to do so because we're being made strong in Christ. And he says this. He says, for the land which thou goest into possess is not the land of Egypt. Now you think about what the children of Israel suffered over there in Egypt. They were under bondage. They were under the rule of the Pharaoh. They done exactly what Pharaoh had them to do. If Pharaoh, on every wimp and everything that Pharaoh wanted to do, he told the children of Israel to do it, and they done it. Is that not like it is out here in the world? When you're conformed to the things of the world, you follow the teachings of the world, you follow the things of the world. But brethren, that the Lord is telling us this land and this land of Canaan is not like that in Egypt. Brethren, I'll tell you, we're not to be conformed to this world. Jesus told over there in the writings, he said, be not conformed to this world. Oh, brethren, I'll tell you, if we're going to be conformed to anything, we need to be conformed to this world of the kingdom of our God. In it we have the battles to fight. He told them that they'd have to fight. I'll tell you, there's not a day goes by that you don't fight against false doctrine, false preaching in the kingdom of our God. And if you say there's no false doctrine and false preaching in this kingdom, brother, they are. Just look around you. Satan will do everything he can to bring in something into the world. He'll do everything that he can just to lead a little child of God astray. The Bible says if it were possible, he would deceive the very elect. Brother, I'll tell you, we can't be deceived because we're his, we're God's, we've been paid and bought with a price. But I'll tell you, we can be led astray by the teachings of this world. So many times, and I've seen it in the old Baptist church, they want to stand for the truth, and they want to stand in the old ways. But here comes one in, a wolf dressed in sheep's clothing, and first thing you know, he's going to be leading them off here in that direction. And off in that direction, brethren. That's what we got to fight against. Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Brethren, that's what we fight against. And he said, but the land, whether you go possess it, is a land. Well, let's go back up here. It says, for the land where thou goest into possess it, it's not the land of Egypt, from which you came out, where the sower soweth thy seed, and watered it with thy foot as a garden of herb. But the land, he says, talking about this land of Canaan, he says, but the land, whether you go to possess, it is a land of hills and valleys